Welcome, welcome, welcome. I hope you all are having a great fall day. My name is Lauren Porter, and you are listening to the SASCast podcast hosted by the Student and Academic Support Services at Lindenwood University. Reminder, with just a couple weeks left of school in the semester, we have tutoring services between 8 a.m. and 6 p.m. So if you're struggling with a subject like biology, or chemistry, or psychology, or any other class that ends with a ology, we have people to help. Just search on the Lindenwood website, Tutor, and click the first link. From there, you can schedule your tutoring session with Paul, Mina, Michaela, or Luther. They are all quite smart, I promise. They've all helped me in my marketing class because there's a lot of vocab and usual. We have two very special guests with us today from both the women's and men's volleyball team. Carly Eckert is a junior majoring in business and secondary education. She is originally from Omaha, Nebraska. And fun fact, I went to school with her cousin, who is 2020's Miss Teen Nebraska. Carly also owns her own business called KA Creation, where she creates stickers, illustrations, and more. She represents Lindenwood with the number 9. Now, Rodney Wallace is a sophomore majoring in business with an emphasis in marketing and has a minor in political science. Not only is Rodney talented in sports, he's also incredibly smart. He has made the Dean's List 2 semesters in a row and will most likely make the Dean's List this semester as well. He is originally from Maryland Heights, Missouri. He represents Lindenwood with the number 18. Now, my first question for you both is, what got you into the sport of volleyball and why did you decide to continue your journey at Lindenwood University?
Okay, I'll go and start this one. Thank you, Lauren, for that great introduction.
You're welcome.
So growing up, I played a lot of different sports, and throughout all the sports I played, I found volleyball to be the one where I could almost control everything that was going on around me, which is why I decided to pursue it throughout high school and continue playing in college.
For me personally, like Rodney, I've played a lot of sports, but for me, my mom actually played volleyball growing up, and my sister did too. So I always thought that I wanted to be like my bigger sister. I tried basketball, soccer, softball, all of them you can name. But volleyball for me, it was more of a love for the sport rather than just going to go. Every single day at practice, I was so excited to see my teammates. I was so excited to see my coaches and just get better and better in the gym every single day.
That's super cool. You might not know this, but I played volleyball in middle school. It was weird. So our middle school had teams like that were high school teams. So we had a basketball team, a volleyball team, a track and field team, a cross country team. And we would like go whenever we wanted. And so I did volleyball, basketball, and track. I did the mile even.
See, I don't do running. That's why I love volleyball, because it's only just like from that line to that line. Don't do any of that running.
Yeah.
I hated running, but I was like, you know, I've never done it, and I've always wanted to say I could do it, so I did it. And that is the reason why I never run again, because it was horrible. Mm-hmm. But I do like walking. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've ever done this, but if, let's say you wake up at like 6 a.m. and you like walk around campus, it is so nice. It is so pretty. It gets hard in the winter because it's so cold. But what you do is you wear multiple layers and have them, like, take it off. So, like, you wear a really thick, like, running thing. So then when you're, like, walking and you get hot, you can take it off.
See, for me, I'm not a morning person, but maybe Rodney is because they have 6 a.m. practices. But I doubt you are, but you never know.
Yeah, I never was a morning person until I got here and was forced to be. With those 6 a.m. practices, I know exactly what you're talking about, especially whenever it was transitioning from summer to fall and the season changed with the leaves changing. It was awesome to wake up and the sunsets, or sunrises, I mean.
Oh, I loved that. Yeah. Except, here's the issue. I keep associating, like, my walks when I go home to the walks here, because Lincoln, which is my hometown, is laid out like a grid system. We have A, B, C, 1, 2, 3. So you can always find your way home by just looking at the streets and the letters. But you can't do that in St. Charles because you will get lost. I remember my freshman year, I was having a hard time with my roommate. I could not stand my roommate. And so I just walked. But then my phone about died and I had no idea where I was. I was like, it was like midnight. I was like, I could get killed here. It's fine. Everything is fine. So I called my sweet mate and I was like, I am lost. And so she was like, all right, we got this. Where are you? I was like, I don't know. They're like, oh, dang it. I was like, my phone's about to die. And they were like, okay, find the nearest gas station. We'll pick you up there. I was like, okay. So I luckily got home, like, that's to the good. Dorm safe, yeah. But I legit was like, all right, just like Lincoln. No, not like Lincoln.
No, nothing like Lincoln.
Nothing like Lincoln. So if you're ever coming here, when you go on walks, take your phone and
make
use
sure
the map.
Make sure it's charged.
Yes, that is true. Make sure it's charged. So when it comes to your guys' volleyball, what positions do you play? And, you know, volleyball, it can be played both indoors and outdoors. Do either of you play both, either one or the other? Like, what do you do in volleyball exactly?
So I'm a middle blocker on the men's volleyball team, and I don't play much beach volleyball. I play with friends over the summertime, but besides that, I've never competed in any tournaments or anything like that.
Gotcha.
For me, I'm on the back side of that. I'm a DS or a libero, so it's, you could either say the other color jersey that some people know, but then back row specialist. But for me, right now, I don't play any beach, but fun fact, we actually do have a beach girls team coming up this next spring in 20, it's like, I think it's 2023 to be exact. So if you know anybody that likes to play beach, I know I could give you some contact for our assistant coach, Allie, who's going to be coaching that. But for me, I honestly like playing indoor better because air conditioning too, so it's not as hot.
Yes.
But then the sand, it's, you probably know, Rodney, it's not fun when
no.
you have to slide in it. No.
Definitely not.
It seems like so much fun, but then once you actually get into it, it's very tough, but a lot of fun.
Well, like on the movies, there's always like beach volleyball, just having fun. But, like, they never wear knee pads, so I'm like, your knees must hurt all the
yeah.
time.
And there's some people that play. I played in a grass tourney this
oh,
like
awful.
Past summer. Yeah, it was awful, but it was so much fun. You left with scrapes from the grass, but just being able to play the sport you love is just so much fun.
Makes sense. So you mentioned this when it came to the position you play.
Mm-hmm.
But can you explain to me, like, you said you wear a different color. What is that? Like, why is it that, like, everyone is, like, in one color, and then there's this one person who has a different color?
Yeah.
What exactly? Why?
So, for that, we call that the libero, and libero is actually an Italian term for free. So, meaning with that, it's easier, when you wear the different color jersey, it's easier for the ref to see who this free person is. So, they get to come
oh.
in without any substitutions. Like, basically just come in at any time they want. Sub someone out, and it doesn't count. Because you only get 12 subs in a game. So it just makes it easier for the coaches. Because you want that person out there. Because that libero is your best passer. So you want them in there at all times if possible.
Gotcha. That's super cool. I was watching your guys' game last week. And I noticed, I was like, there is one person not wearing the same color.
Yes.
Why? What is the reasoning? So you both are student athletes. And as we know, you just mentioned, Ronnie, that you have to be up at 6 a.m. for practice. So how do you handle, like, being a student athlete, like the time management? Because not only do you have practice, you also have to get COVID checked every once in a while. You also have to do physical therapy, work like outside working out, homework, classes. If you're doing any science classes, you have to do those labs. Like, how do you handle all of that?
Yeah, so it's not easy. I can say that. Fortunately enough for me, because I do practice so early in the morning, weights follows that. So if I do have anything related to volleyball, I start my morning off with it. So I handle that first thing in the morning, and then the rest of my day is class and homework and assignments and everything else that comes with it. So it's a nice schedule. I mean, it takes some pretty a pretty long transition period, especially coming from high school where you practice after, like you have class, you practice after school, then you go home and do your homework.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like the roles were reversed, but it was a big adjustment period, but now I think it's a nice schedule.
What time do you go to bed?
So I try to go to bed around 10.
Okay.
Pretty reasonable.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, but sometimes I'm not good about it, and I go to bed a little bit later.
Yeah, because I know everyone's like, all right, 8 hours of sleep. So yeah. If you go to bed at 10, you are getting probably like 7.5 because you have to like go to the place to go practice.
Yeah, and that doesn't even count with traveling and everything. No. It's so much fun, but just trying to get ahead of your schoolwork and talk to your teachers and everything, it gets stressful, but that's why you have teammates to lean on each other.
Definitely.
So, yeah.
And according to the other athletes I've interviewed, including the basketball and the rugby, they have designated homework time. Does volleyball have designated homework time?
We don't. We do not have. I think our freshmen have to get a certain amount of hours, but older classmen, like upperclassmen, do not. Luckily for me transferring, I didn't have to, so I was totally fine with that. But freshmen, I believe they do. And I think is it the SAC?
Yeah, freshmen have to get 3 hours in the SAC per week, and that's just where they go and spend 3 hours with no distractions and do their homework.
Y'all don't have group study sessions?
No.
Mm-mm.
That's unfortunate.
I mean, a lot of times we always just go over to each other's, like, either their dorms or the houses and just hang out, watch a movie, and then do our homework. So it's basically the same thing, but...
Yeah, because who doesn't love doing statistics while watching Hunger Games?
You get a little distracted, but, you know, it's all about the balance, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have so, like, with theater and everything, because of my schedule... I spend like 2 or 3 hours every Sunday in the LARC working on homework. Yeah. At one point, I had to work on a legal contract that was 160 pages, and I spent 8 hours in the library. And the Starbucks people were like, what are you doing here? Because I came, I got like 12 drinks from there. I was like,
jeez.
I think I got 3 Trenta waters and like 2 hot chocolates and iced chai. I was just like, don't judge. It's fine.
It's fine.
Everything is fine. So, Farley, you own your own business. So, on top of being a student athlete, you also are an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? Like, how do you break up time so that you can continue your business forward and not have it distract from your school?
Honestly, at the beginning, it was a lot more stressful, but it all started when COVID first happened, and I just started drawing. I always loved art, always loved drawing. I was like, you know, let's just do this. So I drew something up for one of my friends, and she was like, this is really good. So she posted it, and then it got some, you could say, clout for it. Mm-hmm. And other people reached out to me, and they were like, you really need to start doing this more. And I was like, okay. So then I just started an Instagram page, didn't think anything of it. But now, I mean... with balancing volleyball, school, and the business. And now I'm actually doing social media for their team.
Ooh.
So, yeah, I'm very excited about that. So, but it's all just about the balance, but also just the support from others. Because there was, like, a time where I sent something out to a famous TikToker. Didn't think I'd get anything from it. And next thing I know, I have over 1,000 people on my website just looking, trying to buy things. And it was stressful, but just knowing that I'm doing something that I love and people are supporting me, it just meant so much more. And for my friends and family, for their ongoing support from the beginning till now, it's just everything to me. It means so much.
That's super cool. Yeah. And it's cool that you have also, it seems like a lot, but you also decided to do their social media.
Yeah, because I want to be a high school teacher and be like marketing and management and all that fun stuff, the social media side of things.
Oh, gotcha.
So, yeah, it's something that I love, and being able to do it with a sport that I love too, and I know all the guys, it's going to be really, really fun.
Might you consider digital marketing as your minor?
Maybe. I might, yeah.
One of the things, they have like personal branding as one of the classes you have to take. Social media marketing is also a class you have to take, so that might be helpful.
Yeah.
I can't take those classes this semester because I can only take 16 credits.
Yeah.
My advisor won't let me take any more. It's fine. Anywho's all. So, with being an athlete, what do you find most rewarding? And then, what do you find most challenging?
Yeah, so... I think all athletes can kind of agree that the most rewarding part of being an athlete is winning. I think what we're doing, like the reason why we're competing isn't to lose, it's to win. And every time we get a win, I think that's pretty rewarding. And besides that, I think the skills that come with being an athlete, just like leadership skills and learning how to work with the team, I think that's really rewarding as well.
Yeah, for me, it's the same thing, but then also just getting to do a sport you love with people that you love. That's the biggest thing, like having a second family, you could say. And it's just so nice going in, like, I mean, for them, 6 a.m. practices, if you didn't like your teammates, if you didn't like your coaches, it would, you know, it would suck, if we're honest. But having those people that love the same sport that you love, and then also the fans and people that come to watch us and just their ongoing support means so much to us.
Yeah, no, when I came to the volleyball game, there was quite a lot of people. I was like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, all right. So, last year, I was in a class called Composition 2. It was a fun class. We had to do a huge research project. Or was it Composition 1? I don't remember. But Rodney happened to be in that class with me, and he wrote a paper about being a student first. And I had to do reviews or edits on it or something. So that was a year ago. What does being a student first look like for you? Like, you've been on the dean's list 2 semesters in a row. How do you handle putting that first? Because I know a lot of people, they kind of get distracted, like I do with theater. I get distracted with theater, and I forget that I'm a student first.
Right.
So how do you keep that motto in your life, reminding yourself that you are a student before you're an athlete?
Yeah, I think my team and then my coaches as well, we have a pretty good support system as far as, like, academics go. And we're constantly reminded, like, it's called student-athlete, not athlete-student. Student's always first. But, like, as far as being a student first and like what it looks like and how like I got on the dean's list, it's just about, like, you read that paper, so you know a little bit, but just like planning your schedule accordingly. Like, as athletes, we don't have that much time that we can dedicate to like one specific thing. Like, we have to be flexible and take on many challenges throughout our days, throughout our weeks. So just planning your schedule to make sure you have enough time to accomplish the goals that you set throughout the week is super important. And then like, as far as being in the classroom goes, one thing that I do is I pay attention to the weights of grades. Like, pre-beginning of the semester, I'll go through and determine, like, what's the most weight. Like, in in the syllabuses that we get or syllabi that we get from our professors, they'll tell us, like, oh, test is worth so on, like, so many points. And then just using that and making sure you're turning in assignments that have the most weight and sticking to that, just planning out your semester accordingly is super important to being successful. And, yeah, just staying on top of everything and being prepared.
Yeah, awesome. I feel like that's very true. And here at Lindenwood, I mean, the teachers here are amazing. You know what I mean? For student athletes, and not only just student athletes, for drama kids, theater kids, everybody. They're just so understanding of realizing that we do have a life outside of school. And especially with us student athletes, like, hey, they'll be honest. They'll be like, just tell me when you're gone. We'll figure something out. We can get through this together. You know, like, for me, with traveling this season, I'll just tell my teacher, like, hey, I'm going to be gone so-and-so days. Like, what can I do to make it easier for you? They keep us in line, but then they also help us out, you know? So it's not an easy pass, you know, like, oh, don't worry about it. You'll be gone. No, they still realize, like he said, student first, then athlete.
Yeah.
So they're very good about helping us keep that balance, too.
Yeah, I think it's so important to remind yourself, like, you are a student first. And it's funny. I get super excited when the syllabuses come out. Mostly because I'm a planner.
Mm-hmm.
I have everything planned out. And so having the syllabus, I'm like, okay, these are the assignments due this week. These are the assignments due next week. And every Sunday, I do a to-do list. So my to-do list right now is at 45. I got it down to 43 this morning. So I'm super excited. Granted, some of those are huge projects.
Yeah.
But we're just going to not deal with that until they're actually due.
Exactly.
So, Carly, you are from Nebraska.
Mm-hmm. Go Huskers. If anybody listening, go Huskers.
Yes. You know, I like it. Is for me, it's 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
8 to 7 hours to home.
Yeah.
So, for you, it's probably
it's
the same.
That. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, is it hard being away from home? Like, is there anything you miss from Nebraska? Like, for Halloween, I always go to Val's Pumpkin Patch. Yeah. I couldn't go this year. I was kind of sad about it. Mm-hmm. I was like, dang it. And then we also have Roca Berry Farm, which is my favorite because they do haunted houses. Yeah. And they have, like, at night from, like, 10 to 12, they have all these actors hired to, like, be these super scary murderous people. And they, like, scare you. You, like, go through a maze and they try to jump at you.
You lost me at the first part. I don't do anything scary. Nope. I just can't.
Well, they do have some good food, though.
Okay. See? There. You got me back. You got there me you back go. There.
They have some good food. But how do you, like, is there anything you miss from Nebraska? Or is there anything that you just makes it hard being away from home?
I mean, honestly, family. Family is the biggest thing in my life. But with that, my family's very close, and it's very nice with, you know, live streaming games. You know, every single time my parents send out, like, hey, here's Carly's game. You know, like, you can watch it if you want. And then after every single game, I get texts from my family members. Like, even though they're not physically there, I know they're there with me. But then also just the fact, like, when I go to games and other parents are there for their kids, I mean, it stinks, but, you know, with the distance, it's hard. But at the same time, I mean, your family's always with you. And like I said, my team and my friends here are my second family, so it makes it a lot easier. And with living in a house, like, on campus, it gets the more, yeah, you'll get there. You'll get there. But it gets the more home feeling, you could say. Like, after practice, when I'm tired, I'm like, oh, okay, I'm going to go home.
I wish I could live in a dorm too, so. I wish I could live in a house so badly. For some reason, I've been dying to cook ratatouille.
I'll do ramen. I won't do that. But
see, here's the thing. I love cooking and baking. I've decided that for my birthday, I'm going to ask for either an Instapot, or a crock pot. Mm-hmm. I'm debating.
Do you have an air fryer?
See,
love an air fryer.
I do. I have heard the benefits of an air fryer, but I do meal prep. So, like, do a bunch of stuff with chicken. Mm-hmm. And I've already decided I will go shopping at Costco because I have a Costco membership because I love Costco. Yes. And I'm going to get chicken, like, once every couple of weeks and then put it in a freezer and then have chicken. And I will not use the food here. You could not convince me. Once I'm a junior, I will never eat food here, unless it's Starbucks.
I love the food here, because I'm living life. Like, Qdoba and Chick-fil-A, okay, I'm not a big fan of Chick-fil-A. I know people listening are probably going to be like, what, how? But, see, I love it. It's
you
amazing.
You love it?
Well, I just came here this year, so this is all new
It's still
to me.
Fresh.
It's still fresh. Yeah. Now, if you ask me next semester, I might change my mind, or next year, but there's some days where I'm like, yep, nope. Okay, we're going to go to Taco Bell, McDonald's, can't do it.
I must, like, vegetables. I miss, like, fruit.
And it does help when we travel. I mean, we do get meals, too, so that's very nice.
Oh.
Yeah.
What kind of meals?
It depends on where we go. Like, at our last game, we had lunch at Tropical Smoothie, and then when we were heading home, we got Panda Express. So, our coaches are pretty good about picking the food, I do have to say.
You decided a smoothie was a meal?
Well, they have food there, too.
Okay.
Yeah, it's actually really good. The buffalo chicken wrap? Oh, so good.
They have food at a smoothie place. Mm-hmm. Okay. You'll learn something new each year. Okay. So, you spoke about traveling, right? Now, last year, there wasn't much traveling due to COVID.
Right.
How did COVID affect your team in 2020 and 2021? Like me, we came in during COVID. We came in August 2020 when Linda Wood was like, you're here, but can you not be? They're like, all the classes, half in person, half online. And then everyone was like, I don't want to go in person. So it was my favorite was going to class and being the only person in person. Just me and the professor. And I'd be like, I am so sorry. They're like, we're so sorry. So how did COVID affect you in 2020 and in 2021?
Yeah, so our season was shortened, first off. Instead of playing like an 18-game season, it was reduced to only conference play, which was pretty unfortunate. We didn't get to travel as much as we would like to. Mm-hmm. And playing with a mask on was terrible. Oh. I mean, of course, it was great to be like everyone was safe. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, going your entire life without playing with something covering what you're breathing from was kind of
a big change.
Big change. Yeah. Not the best change, but it kept us safe, so I can't complain.
Exactly.
And then testing, I mean, that test is kind of painful if you've ever done it before, but we did have to get tested pretty often to make sure everyone was safe. Mm-hmm. And And besides just on the court stuff, I think a lot of people, it took a toll on their mental health. I mean, mm-hmm. going from being around like all your like peers and favorite people for like the entirety of your life to being on your own for a while, it definitely took a toll on mm-hmm. a lot of people.
Did you have to do practice in pods? Because I know like cheerleading had to do pods. Rugby, basketball, they all had to do pods. Did volleyball as well have to do pods?
So we started off in pods, but eventually we made our way into like full team play. But we did spend a portion of the year practicing it in like groups of six.
Interesting. That sounds unfortunate.
Yeah.
Like for me, it was the same, but I was at a JUCO. But the biggest thing for me was I wasn't sure. That's why I went JUCO, because I wasn't sure if I wanted to, you know, just focus my last 2 years of college on just school mm-hmm. or if I wanted to play or not. But having that time off because of COVID, it made me realize, like, no, you can't live your life without volleyball. Because, you know, you've just had it in your life for so long.
Right,
you're
yeah.
just so used to it. Exactly. But then at the same time, like he said, not having those people that you are with all the time, not there, or maybe when you do have to practice in the pods, if it was so different, but it like honestly made the team stronger, I feel like. We realized we only had a certain amount of games or a certain amount of time together, but we were like, every single time we were like, okay, we're going to make the best of it. We're going to do what we can. We're going to get our job done and just play and have fun.
Yeah, it definitely, I think the same thing with theater. It kind of solidified like, hey, we are lucky to be able to
exactly.
do this. Mm-hmm. Granted, theater is still not where it needs to be because we still have to wear those beautiful masks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Stunning. It's always
yeah.
my
we
favorite.
We still have to wear our masks in practice still, but in games we don't, but on the sideline we do.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And most of the audience
yeah.
has to, or all of the sports people have to wear masks.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, I need to watch more sports. Anywho, so with 2021, do you feel like because in 2020, COVID was a huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was constantly, I remember being like, oh, this one person who my friend knows has COVID, will that get back to me?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
I feel like that was the same thing with sports. Like, this one person in this one team had COVID. They're friends with my teammate.
Yeah.
Could I get COVID?
Contact
could
tracing,
this
yeah.
could this completely ruin our season?
Yeah.
So do you feel like that's less of a, like, bigger stress than it was in 2020? Or is it still quite prevalent?
I think it's still quite prevalent, but I think it's, like, contact tracing is, like I don't want to say forever, but it's still going to be, like, something
it's
of emphasis.
Be a thing, yeah,
yeah
mm-hmm.
because we had a couple incidents where, like, three or four guys would be out at a time just because of contact tracing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's, you could say there's less of stress on it because it's not, more people are getting vaccinated,
mm-hmm.
more people are taking like necessary precautions to stay safe
mm-hmm.
prior to, oh, my neighbor's cousin's dog walker, they have COVID,
yeah,
let
exactly.
me watch out. I
mm-hmm.
mean,
yeah.
Yeah, for us, the start of our season, we actually had to miss our first two games. So it was difficult, but I mean, you know, you got to deal with what happens. I mean, we were so used to 2020 and the upcoming 2021, we were like, we knew something was going to happen. It just stunk that it was so early in our season.
Yeah.
But, you know, when that happens, you just got to put it on your shoulder, worry about it later, and just make the people around you just realize it's going to be okay in the end, because that's all we can do. And like he said, with vaccines and stuff, you know, not everybody's going to get vaccinated, but at the end of the day, you know, you're looking out for your health and your health, like people's health around you, so that's all you can do.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I know, like, it's interesting because of Linda Wood's COVID policies, because
mm-hmm.
they have changed so drastically
yeah.
since 2020. So, like, last year, if you were in contact with someone, 2 weeks quarantine,
mm-hmm.
no other option. But now it's like, okay, are you vaccinated?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yes or no? Which vaccine do you have?
Mm-hmm.
How
now
long
like
were you with it?
Two-page paper thing. Yeah,
yeah, you're
uh-huh.
like, all right, this is what happened.
Yeah.
I was with Bob.
Yeah.
Now, Bob was friends with Steve.
Exactly.
Steve got COVID. I was hanging out with Bob for 20 minutes
exactly.
in a line to get Chick-fil-A.
But did you have your mask on? Were you vaccinated? All that stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I
yeah.
definitely think the COVID policies at Lindenwood have changed.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that's for the better, we don't know.
Mm-hmm.
So far, it's doing okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
We're doing pretty okay.
Yes.
So, with volleyball, can you pinpoint, like, like one of your favorite moments from volleyball? Like, is there any moment that you were like, this is the reason why I love volleyball, or man, thank goodness I get to play volleyball, or wow, this was a great game?
For me personally, it's probably just meeting my teammates, because we get new teammates. Like for club, you get new teammates every single year. And so just like getting the chance to meet new people, again, loving the same sport that you do, it just always meant so much to me. And now with college, it's people from, like at my JUCO, I played with a girl from Spain, and now I have another girl on my team who's from out of like the United States. And it's just so cool to meet so many different people from around the world, just come, you know, St. Charles, Missouri. And it's just, I think for your team, how many internationals do you guys have?
Because we just have my.
At least three, yeah. Because I think that's just so cool. And then, obviously, nationals for my JUCO team was super cool. But then just being able to travel. Those bus rides, you know, you don't think about it, but those are honestly, like, the best time you'll ever have with your friends. It's just so much fun.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, meeting new teammates and, like, kind of creating, like, a second family with, mm-hmm. All the guys I've played with from when I started volleyball up until now. It's been really great. And besides, like, the family aspect and getting to know your teammates. Some of my favorite moments probably competing in nationals mm-hmm. when I was in high school. I went to Dallas, Texas, and that was a lot of fun. So three of the guys on my team now, we played together at nationals then, so we've been together forever.
Oh, wow. Dang.
Yeah, and we played a lot of challenge matches at nationals mm-hmm. where it was kind of win or you're eliminated, and we pursued through all the ones that we played and kept going on throughout the tournament. So just the high energy of that, like, I'm always going to remember that. Yeah. And that was a really good moment for me. And, yeah, just the progression, Carly, you can probably agree with this, like, the progression of, like, your volleyball career, like, playing-wise. Like, you remember when you first started and you were like,
when I first started, I thought I was so good. Okay, now, exactly. Looking back, yeah. I'm like, that's not even volleyball.
Yeah, exactly. So that's one thing for me that I always think back on whenever I'm, like, if I'm struggling with trying to learn something new, mm-hmm. I'm like, I have to take a moment to, like, why are you doing this? Yeah. It's because you always want to get better as an athlete.
And it's hard, you know, we're older now and we're like, oh, I should know these things, you know, so it's just like, just the mental of the game, too, realizing that, you know, you may not be that good at it, but understanding that you have to get better.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when it comes to, like, sports, do you feel like it's just as much about the physical as it is the mental?
100%. Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like, especially with COVID last year, mental was the biggest thing.
Yeah.
It just stunk, you know? You can't play, but you want to play, and you can practice as much as you can, but not having a game in front of you really did stink. But just realizing that, hey, I'm here, I'm playing the sport I love, I'm with my friends, you know, that's all that really should matter. Yeah.
Gotcha. I think COVID has definitely shown us how important mental mm-hmm. is.
Yeah.
Like, so many people went through, like, mental issues mm-hmm. because of the isolation that they had to handle. Like, when I got COVID, I went home. I mm-hmm. said... Granted, it was right before Thanksgiving break, so we were going to be home anyways. Mm-hmm. I was like, I cannot be in isolation for 2 weeks.
Right.
And thank goodness I did, because it got really bad. And if I was by myself, my mental health would have just plummeted. Mm-hmm. But being home, having my mom, even though she wasn't, like, in the room with me because I got COVID, mm-hmm. She was right outside my door just saying, hey, you got this. Yeah. It's okay, you can't breathe. You still are there. Yep. So
I think that's so important. Like, this year, I feel like Lindenwood's done a really good job about realizing that, hey, mental health is, like, your biggest thing right now.
Yeah, we had the mental health day.
Yeah. Yep. Did you guys go see any of the puppies?
No, did not.
Did you see them? Did you?
It was phenomenal. Okay, so I didn't go to the therapy because mm-hmm. I recorded a podcast episode mm-hmm. That's going to be released later on during winter break.
Okay.
But my work had so many puppies.
Oh my gosh.
We had this super cute, like, poodle. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's an actual poodle, but it's really cute. And it's 3 years old, and its name is Bandit, and it was absolutely adorable. I was like, I want to take it home. And then we all, just so many people brought their animals. We had a cow.
A cow.
Yeah, I heard about that.
That's some Nebraska stuff right there.
No, okay, so here's what happened. There is a woman in the provost office, mm-hmm. and she lives on a ranch. Now, there's a cow that she owns, and this cow is very dog-like of where it likes people.
Huh.
So she said, all right, it's a mental health day. I'm bringing the cow. So she talked to her husband. Her husband came with the cow. And, of course, it couldn't come into the building because it's a cow. Mm-hmm. I wish it could. According to her, it wouldn't go up the stairs, but that's okay. So what happened was the cow was outside of the Lark. Mm-hmm. And then there is that, like, over by the track where they could walk around. There's, like, a huge dog walking area or event. They brought the cow. Oh, so all of a sudden I get texts from people because I told them, hey, there's a cow here. They're like, oh, my gosh, we saw the cow. And you know what's sad?
What?
I didn't see the cow.
Wow. Oh.
I was so busy at work, I didn't see the cow. I was like, that is so unfortunate. But my office also did a dip day. Mm-hmm. So they all, like, brought homemade dip.
Yeah.
It was so good. And they also had, like, fresh fruit.
I love.
Yeah, I did not eat anything from campus that day. I was like, all right, we're just eating dip and fruit. This is my, you know what, it's great. And so, yeah, we had so many animals, and, you know, there is something so therapeutic about having animals. Mm-hmm. Like, even if they're not an emotional support animal or a service animal, there's still so many benefits to having exactly. animals. I know I have a dog. Her name's Berlin. She is a Doberman, and I love her so much.
That's the one thing that I miss about home. Yes. It's my dog. Yeah.
Do you have a dog?
I do. I have two at home.
What's their name?
Mine are Flex. Two.
Marley and Ziggy.
What's your dog's name?
Tessa.
Tessa?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah. And don't you agree, like, there's so much joy that they bring you?
Oh,
because
100%. Yeah. Whenever you come home, it's the best thing in the world. And you just feel so bad, and you're like, I'm too tired, I'm sorry. And they're just looking at you, you're like, oh, you're finally home. It's been 5 years, you know, but it's actually been 20 minutes. But.
Yes, it's my favorite thing. I came home, and my dog was so excited, and I wasn't really, like, prepared for her. Mm-hmm. She knocked me over. I was like, what? Rude. She was just so excited. And she's a very nice dog. And she, for some reason, I left because I went to school. And then my mom left for like a week because it was her 40th birthday. And me and my mom went to Colorado to go celebrate my mom's 40th birthday. And my dog, like, cried. Aww. Because we had someone watch her and she cried. I was like, you're okay. And so my mom was like, you're the reason why she has separation anxiety. I was like, it's not my fault. I do wish I could bring her, but you won't let me, mother. And Lyndon won't let me. But hopefully when I am out of Lyndonwood, I can get myself a dog.
Yes.
I want a dog. They're just so cute.
Oh, yeah.
Here's the thing that I need to stop doing. I keep going on, like, animal shelter websites.
Yeah, nope.
And being like, oh, and then there's, like, all those TikToks mm-hmm. with, like, people like, we have dogs. And they yeah. show the video, and it is around Christmas time, and they always do that, like, super sad song with the animals, yep. and I cry every single time. My mom's like, why are you so emotional? You don't even know those dogs. I was like, because they're just so cute. Mm-hmm. So, anyhoozle, with, you know, departing from the cute dogs, let's talk about the conference, because you guys mentioned it. So can one of you guys explain exactly what the conference is? And both of you can explain what sets you apart from the other teams in that conference.
Yeah, so Lyndonwood Men's Volleyball is actually not a part of the GLVC. We're part of the MEVA, and our conference is made up of Loyola Chicago, Ohio State, Purdue Fort Wayne, Lewis University, McKendree University, Quincy University, and ourselves. And yeah, that's besides the GLVC, because we compete Division II, Division I, instead of just Division II. Mm-hmm. What sets us apart from the teams in our conference, like you asked earlier, is we didn't have the best season last year, so this whole entire preseason has just been about rebuilding, and I think that we're coming in with a chip on our shoulder, because prior to COVID, we were second in our conference, mm-hmm. and then they ended up ranking us second to last. So we have a big chip on our shoulder to prove them wrong, and I think this year is going to be a good year for us.
Gotcha.
Yeah, for us, we are in the GLVC. So with our team, I feel like our biggest thing is kind of what he said earlier. It's about, like, rebuilding. We have a lot of freshmen this year, and just, like, realizing that last year may have not gone the way we wanted it, mm-hmm. but at the same time, this is where we can get better. This is where we can show them. And with COVID and then our starting setter got hurt, just having to, you know, kind of flip things around and saying, like, we can only do with what we have, you know, and how can we make ourselves better each day in, like, the circumstances or situations that we have, just realizing that we can get better each day if we choose to, you know, just not giving up in the end.
Yeah, I think, you know, not giving up is really important. And, you know, it's okay. I think, like, when I was talking to rugby, they have a no losing streak. Mm-hmm. They've won every single one of their games. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, that's awesome. But I also think it can be a little bit unrealistic mm-hmm. to have that expectation on yourself, because yeah. it's okay if you lose a game. Like, it yeah. is not the be-all, end-all. Mm-hmm. But also realizing, hey, we didn't do good that last year, but we can do better. Mm-hmm. So I think it's awesome that you guys recognize, like, hey, we didn't do well last year, but we're going to work really hard this year to improve, because it's all about improving.
Exactly.
Not only on a personal level, like, maybe let's say you were like a 4 out of 10 last mm-hmm. year, and now you're like a 6 out of 10.
Exactly. Right.
That's yeah. perfect. I don't know how to, like, compare or, like, rank anyone on volleyball, because I don't know anything about volleyball, but on a scale of 1 to 10, there you go.
Yeah.
So my question is, we all know that sports is huge at Lindenwood. Mm-hmm. Lindenwood is a sports school.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So is there a way that Lindenwood students could support you more? Like, is there a way that we can show more support to you all? Or say, hey, yay! Like, what can we as Lindenwood students do to make you, both the men and women's volleyball team, feel more supported at Lindenwood?
Yeah, it's it starts with coming to our games. Mm-hmm. Just having a big student body out of the games, showing other schools that we have lots of individuals behind us. It's going to make us play better, of course, and then I think bring the school together. I mean, if we're all going to each other's games, it looks good on us. I know the SAC, they do a good job of like telling like people that are in there.
Posting stuff yeah, on social media, yeah.
Coming out to the games.
Exactly.
And yeah, and the social media, I mean, Carly runs ours, so engage with that mm-hmm. and then like some of our pictures.
I'll like all the photos.
Yeah.
Just posted my first one today. I took some photos this weekend for them, so.
Okay, I will like all the photos.
Perfect.
Nice. I'll go through all the social media and like every single one of them.
And I feel like for students now, I mean, like, yeah, come to our games, but it's just that we haven't had sports the last year. Mm-hmm. You know, we've only had it on television, so just I feel like being there in person, even if you don't understand the sport, because there's a lot of sporting events, like, for example, rugby. I had no idea how a rugby game went, but just going to their games and, like, hearing other fans talk or people talk and then getting to know the game more just makes it even better. And just, you know, reaching out to those people on the team, like, hey, I went to your game, you know, getting to know other people in other sports or other, even if you're not, like, a student athlete, just knowing other students
mm-hmm.
is just, it's just so cool how you can just meet people at one place, you know?
Yeah, I definitely have, like, I've seen, because you guys wear those super cool athletic outfits where you have, like, your team on it, or, like, volleyball, sports. And I'm like, ooh, nice to meet you. My name's Lauren. Would you be interested in being my podcast? That's what I've been doing a lot. So it's nice, like, I think once people go to the games more and you get more people, then more community will happen.
Exactly.
Because you'll be like, oh, hey, like, I've never met you, but now that I've met you, I will say, hey, Carly, how did the game go?
Yeah, exactly.
Right, yeah.
Or
exactly.
Rodney,
or even
how
for
did
other
the game
athletes,
go?
I mean, we meet other athletes all the time, or just like in, you know, the drama department, like, hey, you guys came to ours, we'll come to yours. And it's just like an ongoing, like, kind of snowball, like, oh, they went to our game, so we're going to go support them at their game, and then it just gets bigger and bigger and bigger.
Exactly.
Like, I think our coaches said this year this is the most fans we've had, just because other students just wanting to come see the sport, one, or two, just wanting to watch, you know, a live sport again, was just the coolest thing.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, my final question is a question I ask everyone. Mm-hmm. What advice do you have for students academically? Because we are a college, and as college students, we want to graduate. And in order to graduate, we must pass our classes. So what advice do you have students to pass your classes?
I think you answered it yourself. I mean, just having a goal in mind of graduating, getting that degree. I think that's what, if that's not driving you enough to pass your classes or get out there and perform well in the classroom, then I don't know what is. I think goal setting is definitely a big factor when it comes to being successful academically. like, if you're going to strive for a 3.0, then work your hardest to get a 3.0. Just little things like that, I think, will take you a long way.
Yeah, and I think with that, just realizing that you're, you know, not every person's the same. You know, someone can excel in one subject and then the other can just, you know, not do as well. And just realizing your strengths and you're just like understanding the way you work as a person. You know, how can you manage stress? You know, not putting too much on your plate, and also understanding that if you need to put more on your plate, that's okay. Mm-hmm. Like, how can you manage your stress and your mental health with everything that's going on and academically is super important, I feel like.
Yeah, absolutely. And something I learned this week, one of the classes I'm taking called Principles of Psychology, mm-hmm. we had to do this 200-point personality paper. And we had to take all these tests to figure out what our personality type is. And mm-hmm. one of the things we had to learn was, what type of learner are you? Mm-hmm. Are you a kinesthetic learner? Are you an auditory learner? Are you a written learner, reading learner? And I think that's also so important to understand, what type of learning environment do you learn best in? For example, exactly. I'm auditory. I learn best when I have conversations with people or when I hear a professor talk about information. Like, that's how I learn best. And so I think that's also something that I would suggest you learn.
Yeah, it's super important to understand that, you know, not all teachers are going to be fun. You know, you're going to have that one teacher you want to sleep yeah. in the back of the class, but, you know, no, I need to pay attention. But then also realizing, like, where you work best. Like you said, you go to the library all the time. I do the same. But then some people, like I said earlier, they just want to hang out and do their homework. For me, I can't. I have to fully concentrate and have nothing around me. But just understanding how you work best as a student is super important.
Yeah, some people like watching Hunger Games and doing statistics homework. Well, thank you so much both for being here with me today. I really appreciate talking to you both and kind of listening to what you guys experienced here at Lindenwood, because as we know, each person's experience is very different and unique. I hope you both have a great day. And listeners, if you want to hear more, please hit that subscribe button. We can be found on Spotify. And remember, stay sassy.